This is Hi FM News for Kids.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to Hi FM News for Kids. I'm Lara, and today is Thursday, the 5th of August, 2021. Guess who has won an incredible bronze medal in the Women's Park Skateboarding Final at the Tokyo Olympics? It's Sky Brown, and she's only 13 years old. Whoa. She is Great Britain's youngest ever Olympic medalist. She landed bronze after a great final run after she fell in her first two tries. How does she feel about winning the medal? Sky said, "This is incredible. It feels unreal. I'm so happy to be here. I'm blessed." It shows you guys, you can achieve anything you put your mind to. Guess what? Two baby pandas have been born at the Beauvau Zoo in France. Their mom's name is Juan Juan. She gave birth to two little ones in the early hours of Monday morning. The babies came out pink and were very tiny and very well. Both babies were girls but don't have names yet. Can you think of names for them? The two little babies weighed 149 grams and 129 grams. That is tiny, almost the size of half a chocolate bar. Their mum sure is taking care of them and licks them clean. Last month it was announced that giant pandas were no longer seen as endangered but were still vulnerable. The classification was downgraded as their number in the wild has reached 1,800. Let's move along. Guys, did you know that cockatoos in Australia have learned to open rubbish bins? Can you believe this? Scientists say cockatoos in Australia watch other cockatoos open rubbish bins and then learn to do it themselves. Isn't that clever? This is called social learning, and it's pretty unusual in the animal world. Opening a rubbish bin isn't easy. The cockatoos have to lift the heavy lid with their beaks and then walk along, pushing the lid up until it falls over. But once it's open, they usually find food scraps inside. Lucky fishes. Most cockatoos still can't open a rubbish bin lid, so they wait for another cockatoo to open it. How sneaky is that? Let's move along. So 16 and 17-year-olds can now get the COVID vaccine in the UK. How cool is that? The Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization advises the government on who should get the vaccine. Around 1.4 million teenagers will be offered the vaccine. That's a lot of teenagers. Up until now, children over 12 are able to get a jab if they have certain health conditions or live with other people who are at high risk or nearing their 18th birthday. The only jab that has been approved in the UK for under 18s is the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. So before we end off today, I have a question for you guys. Where do cows go on Saturday nights? They go to the movies. Catch you guys again tomorrow morning for some cool, awesome Hi FM news for kids. Cheers for now.